Who was this man? What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and right now, severe thunderstorms over southwest Texas moving toward Del Rio, and winter storm warnings out west. 1 to 2 feet of snow on the coastal ranges north of San Francisco, 1 to 3 feet of snow in the Cascades and northern Sierras above 3,000 feet. So watch your weather tomorrow. Even if you're teleworking, there are still essential errands for the day, so check your forecast. Most of the east will be dry, 30s in Boston down to 80s in Florida, and some showers over Atlanta at WSB. Heavier rains, central plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley, with cooler 40s and some snow in Minnesota. Those southwest Texas storms make it all the way to the Texas coast. And the next Pacific system is going to be a bigger problem. For tomorrow, not much of an issue, just those mountain snows, lower elevation rains, all the way down to L.A. It's what this starts to build for later in the week. But tomorrow, you know the drill. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got any questions, email me anytime, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
If you need toilet paper and hand sanitizer, Asbestos Falls has plenty. But if you need stuff like prune juice and bran flakes, well, that's a bit of a problem. I'll tell you more coming up on Asbestos Falls, heard only on Sterling on Sunday.
8 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes past the hour, live on Sunday night. There's nothing more terrifying than rich people who are inconvenienced. Imagine people with doormen, nannies, weekend nannies, house cleaners, all of a sudden facing the horror of crowded aisles at Trader Joe's. "We are freaking out about it," says Monica Gang 27 as she braved the crowds at Trader Joe's in Manhattan, the dangerous island of Manhattan. "We came in here looking for rice, and there's no rice left. Rice crumbs are the only thing left. We don't even know what to stock up on." Oh, poor Monica. Poor Monica. She doesn't even know what to stock up on. Food markets across the five boroughs of New York were overrun by unnerved residents looking for supplies. Foie gras, rice, tomato sauce, peanut butter. The moment they got in the door, a Costco Sunset Park Queens got so mobbed that the store shut the main gate of the parking lot. Inside, shoppers waited 40 minutes to check at the register. Oh no, oh no! Carts piled high with any non-perishable items. It went crazy. It's hell in here. Simon Cohn of Mill Basin said as he left with 4 packs of bottled water, a 15-pack of seltzer. These are the essentials. Cans of tuna, vegetable oil, and frozen salmon. Oh my, the horrors. "I want to be prepared," said Cohn, age 46. "I don't want to be the one laughing about this virus and ending up with no food when I need it. Oh!" And then Alyssa Roberts of Crown Heights, age 23, marked her 4th trip to Costco in the past 30 days to stock up, and this time she struck out in finding bottled water. "You can't get your cart through the aisles. That's how crazy it is," she said. "The only aisles without a lot of carts are the ones that carry makeup. Anything to do with food, you can't pass whatsoever. You can't pass people in the aisles. It's crazy. You can't get through the aisles. That's how crazy it is." And this time she struck out finding bottled water. "You can't get your cart through the aisles." By 3:30 p.m., aisles that were once stocked with dry cereal, canned goods, bottled water were largely cleaned out at the Whole Foods in Gowanus. I did a shopping trip yesterday and thought I was all set, said Adelia Erickson of Park Slope. The highest rent in America, by the way. Park Slope. I did a shopping trip yesterday and thought I was all set, but here I am again. New Yorkers have been stocking up on supplies for weeks, but the virus is spreading. More and more loading up in the event they are forced to quarantine themselves at home or ordered to stay inside their homes as the bug continues to spread. Oh, the humanity! Matt Rottenberg of Manhattan says, I'm not afraid, but I think the government is going to take more measures to put people on lockdown. People should just be prepared to be stationary and stay put. We've got maybe 20 meals for $200. Oh, he said at the Trader Joe's on Thursday. A lawyer inconvenienced. How is that possible? How could that be? A lawyer inconvenienced. It's surreal. It's unbelievable. There's nothing more terrifying than people with doormen, two nannies, people leaning in, people with $2,000 bicycles, living in Park Slope, Brooklyn. Nothing more terrifying than hearing them say, oh my gosh, the aisles are crowded at Trader Joe's. Is there no relief? My goodness, there are 200 cases of meningitis in Manhattan and about 100 cases of the coronavirus. This is Sterling on Sunday. I had pain in my joints. Now think about it. Just relax a second. Go, where do you have pain? In your feet, your ankles, your lower back? Where do you have pain? Why are you living with it? I thought one day, why am I living with this? There must be products for me. I went online and I had heard about CBD oil, CBD creams. And I had heard that they were made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant, and that if I put them on, it probably would take away my pain. I ordered CBD products online. I wasn't going to go to the mall or some guy on the street. I found these CBD products online, ordered them. They arrived when they said they were going to order them, beautifully packaged. I put the cream on my thumbs and the pain went away instantly. Imagine you put something on your pain and it goes away instantly. Why wait? What do you want to sit in that pain? What's wrong with you? Go to cbdistillery.com. That's where I found my CBD products. These are products made from the marijuana plant, the hemp plant. You put them on your thumbs, wherever your pain is, your back, wherever your pain is, you put these products, whether it's a cream or a salve or an oil, whatever you need, you put it on your pain. And the pain, in my case, went away instantly. It might take longer for you. Who knows? It might not even work for you. But isn't it better than sitting in it? CB Distillery is a real company that is dedicated to the hemp plant, finding the best ingredients from the hemp plant, packaging them for you. You put them on your pain. The pain goes away. Why are you waiting? Do not wait. Unless you want to be in pain tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday, why do that? cbdistillery.com. Enter the promo code Walter for 20% off. cbdistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
For hymns.com/Walter. This is a company dedicated to making products for men. I use the eye cream. I put the For Hymns eye cream right under my eyes, and it starts to remove the wrinkles for me. Now, when I remove the wrinkles, I'm more attractive to my significant other. Doesn't that make sense? ForHymns.com/Walter. They make eye cream. Then once you're more attractive to your significant other, what do you need? You need boner medicine that gives you a boner on demand. You get it when you talk to forhims.com/Walter. Go to the website, find out all the risk factors, read the information. forhims.com/Walter. See the forhims website for full details and safety information.
It's Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Alex Legina in a lab coat. Significant rocks and wood. Later tonight, your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
Uber Jim, who wrote to us from Orlando, Florida, where it is 90 degrees today. Uber Jim reports that in Orlando, there are closed strip clubs, racetracks, casinos. He says if they close the massage parlors, there is one in every shopping center. Lord, help us. Have a great show. Thank you, Uber Jim, and thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday in Uberland. Well, this has been quite the week. Quite the week. And one of the things that's easy to forget is that it's not just about not being able to get bottled water. It's about getting all the other stuff that we need, but I have never been in a situation where I've had trouble getting it. And I'll tell you where I get the essential supplies. Now, you may have a very fancy life, and you go to Trader Joe's and Whole Foods. I can't afford that. I'm a radio announcer. When I used to be a talk show host, what did I say? When I used to be an executive, I could do all that stuff. But now that I'm not an executive, now that I'm a talk show host, I can't go to Trader Joe's. I can't go to Whole Foods. That was wrong. I pushed the wrong button. Very unprofessional. Let's start again.
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Bill White at KFBK, Sacramento.
Government, let me tell y'all something. I don't know what the this coronavirus is about. I don't understand how that was from Wuhan, China. Now all of a sudden this is a tour. And let me tell y'all something, I even go up front.
I'm just letting the CDC know. They should link up with Cardi B. Mm-hmm. They should pay her to be the spokesperson for the Center of Disease Control and put out these PSAs. People would A, listen.
Yeah.
B, they would share it. And C, we wouldn't have false information out. Yes, you'd probably have to subtitle her and define some of the terms. But this is how you get real information out if you really wanted to.
I'm Walter Sterling at 888-688-9258. Oh, yes, you're listening to me live. I know there's nothing else live on the radio at this time. If you go to one of those wimpy FM music stations, Light, Kiss, Magic, any one of them, those disc jockeys recorded their tracks on Thursday. And then they went to Ruby Tuesdays and said, boy, you know, that was a tough show. I do this live on a Sunday night. Isn't that worth something to you? Isn't that a great gift to you? Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I'm trying to come up with the right way to talk about the virus. And the reason I can't find an easy way to do it is because I'm determined not to do it in a way that everybody else does it. So how do you keep your family safe? Nah, that's a bad idea. What are they doing? What are the guidelines for you at work? Nah, it's boring as hell. I don't want to do it that way. Instead, let me try it this way. In many states, including New York City, they're shutting the schools for an indeterminate period of time. In Ohio, Mike DeWine is closing the schools for 3 weeks. Congratulations. You now have your children home for 3 weeks. And I thought my immediate reaction was, oh my gosh, if I was in eighth grade, this would be heaven. this would be the greatest thing that could possibly happen, that they shut down the schools. What could be better than that? Well, boy, was I wrong. I had to deal with a meltdown tonight of my 17-year-old daughter. My 17-year-old daughter takes dance class. She's a senior in high school, and she's in meltdown because they shut down her school. I'm like, why aren't you in heaven? Well, here's what I heard. I heard that she has been planning her whole high school career for these months to graduation. Now, quote, I'm not going to graduate. I'm not going to graduate. All the colleges will know I didn't graduate. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're going to graduate? She's thinking that the ceremony means no diploma, no graduation. That's what she thinks. And I'm like, they're going to have the ceremony. They're just not going to have it when they were originally going to have it. It's going to happen. And then she's freaking out that she doesn't have dance class. And she loves dance class. And it leads up to competitions. And she loves to compete. And now she's freaking out about that. And then my first grader is having a lot of trouble because she was making actual progress. She was making considerable progress in reading. She has challenges reading and speaking. She is not a special needs kid. I hate that expression, special needs, because she needs what every other kid needs. She needs American Girl dolls and hugs and cookies. That's what all children need. They need American Girl dolls, hugs, and cookies. So now she's losing momentum. You know, she likes to learn to read. Now she's not learning to read, and that confuses her. But, oh, my God, the 17-year-old is crazy. She is panicked about this, panicked about not being able to have her graduation on time, not being able to have her prom on time. I bought my dress! And not doing her dance competitions. And this happened right before I went on the air tonight, and I'm sitting here stumped as to what to say to her. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Dan in Kansas City, Missouri, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Oh, he just dropped. Darn. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Gentlemen, you got to talk to them until I put them on the air, or else they're going to get nervous. And you're sure we're not overmodulating? Are you sure we're not overmodulating? Because I hear it all hummy. Anyway, it's amazing how the world has overreacted to a virus that, if you're under the age of 60 and otherwise healthy, is going to cause tremendous discomfort for a day or two, or just be a really bad cold. Which brings me to this issue. I have a really bad cold. And I'm sitting here. No, I take it back. I don't have a really bad cold. I have a cold. It's an annoying cold. And I'm like, should I go get tested? I have an annoying cold. Gee, it's March. It's cold. I'm stressed. Should I go get tested? Answer unclear. And then you see the pundits on TV, and they're all saying, well, you know, if you're the only way we'd actually test you in my office, they always say this, if you came to my office, I'd have to make sure you had fever, chills, body aches, bone aches. Having the symptoms of a cold is not enough. Well, let me tell you, if I went to your office to be checked, that would be enough. If I show up at your office, you're going to give me the darn test. That would be my point of view. Now, one of the great tragedies and shockers of all time is the fact that in Ireland, right now, they have shut every pub. Every pub in Ireland's closed. In Ohio, all the pubs closed at 9. The city of New York, which has the largest public school system in America, the mayor finally broke down and said, all right, shut the schools. But his point was pretty legit, which was, if I shut the schools, there are hundreds of thousands of parents who are doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, food workers, who have to then stay home. and causing a cascading crisis in terms of care of especially the older community. He had, for the first time in 6 years, he had a good point. I never thought Bill de Blasio would have a good point, but he did. He didn't want to close the schools. And the only reason he did close the schools is that the unions, the teacher union, said, if you don't close these schools, we're not coming to work on Wednesday. Well, that gave him a little bit of a problem. I'm painting the broad picture of the troubles we have because of a virus. And remember what I said, 200 people in Manhattan, New York City, have meningitis, and less than 100 have been identified as having the coronavirus. It's a little weird. 50,000 people this year will die from the flu, the regular flu, but they're predicting many more are going to die of the coronavirus. And then the kids in Miami are like, hey, you know what? The flights to Europe are getting pretty expensive. We don't know if we should go there or not, but the flights to Miami are like free all of a sudden. Now they're packing up Miami. It all gets crazy, but I'll tell you my perspective, my personal perspective is, number one, I have a 17-year-old daughter who's freaked out that her senior year is not rolling out the way she imagined it should. Her dance classes and dance competitions are not rolling out the way she thought they should. She's having panic attacks over this. And she's not about to get sick. She's not going to get sick. She's having panic attacks over this because it is disruptive to her 17-year-old senior year life in a way that I never imagined. Never imagined. And as a parent, I welcome all advice. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. WALT, that's my phone number, and I look forward to talking to you. That, by the way, is why I do the show. And then, as I guess you can hear, I have a cold. Now, should I rush to get it diagnosed? Should I get help immediately? It's hard for me to know. It's a little confusing for me to know what I should do. So many concerns. Coming up tonight, we have a report from Vila Hul about the curse of Oak Island, and we have complete John Weatherby weather, which is always amazing to me. If you get through his weather reports, then you will know what the weather is. That will be your reward. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. It's you and me on a Sunday night. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. The atmosphere is starting to get charged up for a spring outbreak of strong to severe thunderstorms. It should start on Tuesday and march across the country by the week's end. Some people still need to make travel plans this week, and the first round of major storms will be in southwest Texas, staying far west of DFW, not a big transportation area. But by Wednesday, that energy slides to Oklahoma, into Tennessee, and the Ohio Valleys. Still too early to get a solid handle from the Storm Prediction Center. From there, though, the model suggests a broad area of rain and embedded thunderstorms Thursday, catching up with some cold air in New England and being pushed by new Arctic cold, generating snow from Minnesota back across Nebraska and along the Front Range into Salt Lake City. Friday, that front should weaken, pushing through the Appalachians. Man, a crazy week of weather coming up. Make sure you have a trusted source for weather information, and you can always use the local National Weather Service website online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, he's so peppy. It's a burden. I'm Walter Sterling. I am live on Sunday night. Carl in Wichita Falls, Texas, welcome to the big show. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Walt. This
sir.
Carl.
Sir.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, I just had a kind of a proactive measure I can take with this COVID-19. It's my whole idea.
Yes.
Basically we start the municipal, all our municipalities producing water, unplug the chlorine injector, start over, create a new batch, this time inject O3. Put it in there about 3 parts per million and put that in the water main. Everybody has access to disinfect it and clean their floors, their surfaces, their streets, or open up the fire hydrants, spray the common areas. O3, I don't know if you know anything about it, but if you want to ask some questions, I'm here to help.
What is that, bleach?
No, O3 is nature's ozone. It's natural. Sometimes you can go out in the environment and smell it in the mornings.
Yes.
It's a, you know, that dewy, sweet smell. It's fresh air.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's O3.
You want to guess the mystery? Carl, do you want to guess the mystery voice?
I didn't hear the voice.
So what are you talking about? Oh yeah, dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Carl, who do you think that is?
I don't have a clue.
You don't have any idea?
Nope. I'm a loser, baby. Nah. Sorry.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Walter M. Sterling. And it's you and me. Coming up tonight, we have an expert. We actually have an expert, like a real talk show, who's going to share with us, how the heck do we work from home if we're not used to working from home? That's coming up. Plus, asbestos falls. Now, for years, I was tortured by this drama on the radio called The Serial. The Serial, where everybody bowed down to public radio and said, oh, it's so incredible, The Serial. And we invented dramas. Commercial radio, like this station, invented radio dramas. And I said, well, we can do that. So coming up, you will hear Asbestos Falls, which is our far more interesting and brilliant presentation of a radio drama. There's no reason to go to non-commercial radio and waste your time, where everybody talks like this. There's no need for that. And they have exactly one listener, this person.
Who posted a selfie on Instagram of herself wearing a black mask on a flight to France with the following caption. Paranoid? Prudent? Panicked? Flaccid? Pandemic? Propaganda? Paltrow's just going to go ahead and sleep with this thing on the plane. I've already been in this movie. Stay safe. Don't shake hands. Wash hands frequently. Apparently, the actress referenced her appearance in the 2011 movie Contagion, the story of a fictional epidemic that took over the world.
I think my vision of hell would have to be to sit in a room with Gwyneth Paltrow and be forced to listen to public radio. That would be my vision of hell. Dennis in Havertown, Pennsylvania, listening on WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, live on Sunday night. Hi, Dennis.
How you doing, Walt?
Hey, buddy.
I have a public service announcement for all the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Well, the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has just closed all the liquor stores as of several hours ago. So they will be closed for 2 to 3 weeks starting tonight. What, just so everybody knows.
What are you going to do?
I stopped there at 6 o'clock tonight and bought 5/5 of my favorite bourbon.
And which bourbon is that? Which is your favorite bourbon?
That would be Jack Daniels.
And what about Maker's Mark?
Well, I did get 2/5 of the cheaper brand, Evan Williams. I have 2/5 of that and 3/5 of Jack Daniels, so I'm good.
You're good. You don't need to leave the house.
I'm fine, yep. Yeah, I'm good. And I have enough toilet paper, so I'll just wait it out, and if I run out, I have beer.
You have bourbon, toilet paper. You have bourbon, toilet paper, and beer. You don't need anything else. Which highway are we on right now?
We're on Route 3, westbound, Westchester Pike.
Are you ready to guess the mystery voice?
I didn't hear the mystery voice.
So what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Who is that?
Oh, man, I think you played that last week. That was the famous actress with the blonde hair. I forget her name. You know what? I'm not going to waste your time.
Sorry, Dennis. Thank you very much for playing our game at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I believe that what we are looking at is such a massive overreaction to a virus. Unless let me fuel your paranoia, unless they know something, unless I have a cult, unless they know that it's here, it's much bigger than we've been told, and everything has to be shut down, because that's the only thing that makes sense, because right now there are more people with meningitis in New York City than with the coronavirus. Therefore, this reaction makes no sense. Shut the public schools in New York. That's the largest public school system in America. That will impact all of the parents in a profound way, more than the kids. It means that people who are doctors, nurses, healthcare workers are going to have to stay home. There's even if they could all afford a babysitter, there aren't enough babysitters for them to not stay home. It's a huge decision, and in the state of Ohio and other states, they have closed the schools for the next 3 weeks. The next 3 weeks. Now the kid's sitting at home. What I didn't anticipate and would love your advice about is that I figured my kids would be thrilled. My 17-year-old freaked out. She's freaked out because she imagines that it means the cancellation of her senior prom, her dance competitions, her graduation. She thinks her life has ended. She is prepared for 4 years for these 3 months, and she thinks her life has ended. And I just found this out before I went on the air, that she was freaking out, having a panic attack. I'm not sure what to say to her. Advice welcome. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the most powerful, fastest-growing show in network radio. Nah, not really. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It's a good show, huh? I hope you call in. My number is 888-688-9258. At this time, when you and I are at work, we're working the late shift, the third shift, and you have family at home, what's the worst phone call you can get? The worst phone call is, I hear something outside, Mommy. I hear something outside, Daddy. I don't know what it is. Well, now what do? We're at work. We have people at home who are scared. I'll tell you what I do. I have a Blink security camera. I have one stationed at each point in my house and my property where I can see everything that might make noise, from the garbage can to the front door to the basement windows. I have a Blink security camera there. What does that mean? It means those cameras are connected over the internet, not with wires, to an app that's on my phone. And while I'm at work, I can look at each one of those cameras and see what's going on. Is it a raccoon, a cat, a skunk at the garbage cans? Is it somebody scary at the door? Should I call the police? But I'll know in a second what's going on. And I can tell my family, don't worry about it. It's okay. Or I've taken care of it. Or maybe I do have to go home. But I have facts rather than theory. Then the Blink security cameras are motion activated. They make a video of whatever they see. And then there's one model of Blink security cameras, one model that lets me pick up my app on my phone and talk through the cameras. BlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter. BlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter. Blink works with Alexa, and it's an Amazon company. BlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter. Do it now. Then next week, you'll be able to see what's going on at home.
Oh, my gosh. An actual professional guest. Here's Carrie Ann Fournier, who is the CEO of Vibrant Ventures, a company she has run for 20. She worked for 25 years in the corporate world. And now she has the passion to unleash coworkers and staff's highest selves. Wow. Has been a commendant. Wow. I can't even imagine what that says. Carrie Ann, thanks for being on Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Oh, my pleasure, Walter. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I have three children, ages 8, 14, and 17. The other talk show hosts you're going to talk to have not seen their children in years. You know, they had drinking problems, they left the house, and they're all in their 90s. Their children are all in, but I'm an actual father, a real father.
Wow.
And I raise those kids. And here's
That's
the
awesome.
Deal. Here's the deal. My 8-year-old is perfectly happy being off from school. In our school district, it's 3 weeks they're going to be home. But my 17-year-old tonight, right before I went on the air, had a panic attack because she was losing her senior year. She was ready for prom. She was ready for graduation. She's a dancer. She does competitive dancing. That's been canceled. Now I have a panic-attacked 17-year-old who is not happy being at home. Any tips?
You know, I think what you point out is really important, because how all of us, whether we're adults or we've got our children, are going to experience this differently. We're going to get triggered in different ways. There are going to be things about the situation that will make us more or less comfortable. And I think for your daughter's perspective, your 17-year-old, first and foremost, I think it's really important for people to acknowledge somebody else's truth and reality, even if it's very different than our own. And to say, you know what, I get it. If I was in your position, I had worked all these years, I'd really sort of, you know, gotten excited about prom, that it would be understandable that it's disappointing. Because to dismiss it and just say, oh, get over it, it's not that important, actually it ends up exacerbating it and making it worse. It's like, I don't know, when your children were little, I remember hearing the worst thing you could tell a child who's worried about monsters in their closet or under their bed is, oh, don't worry about it, there's nothing there. It's to really acknowledge and saying, listen, if I was in your situation, it's understandable I'd feel scared. Or even at an older child's perspective, it's understandable given the circumstances, this is how you feel. And let them feel their feelings. I think too often, whether it's adult or child narrative, it's just to say you have to be happy all the time. There's going to be times where we're going to feel disappointed. We're going to feel sad. We're going to feel upset. It's not so much that we feel those things. It's a question of how often we get triggered and how long we stay there. So hopefully there are other types of outlets or things she can do at home, that even though she's disappointed and she moves through it, that she can find some upside. She can find an outlet if she's a dancer for some other kind of creativity, maybe fun dancing TikTok videos. But, you know, it's understandable that she's going to be feeling upset at this point. And she's not alone, for sure.
Please don't say TikTok again during this interview. I don't want to ever hear
about it. I have a feeling it's very well known in your household.
It's very well known in our household for hours and hours at a time. Carrie Ann Fournier runs Vibrant Ventures. It's a company that's expert in helping people work from home and integrating their work life with their home life in real time. The biggest mistake a corporate type makes when they try to work from home, what is the biggest mistake they tend to make?
I think it's not being self-aware. And in fact, I think this is an issue whether people are working remote or not. And it's really getting to understand yourself as far as what are those things that really enhance your productivity and what are the things that detract. Because you might work perfectly well with the sound of washing machines going on in the background, where for other people, that might be really distracting. Some people like closed tight spaces. Other people like wide open spaces. It's becoming a little bit self-aware as to how much structure you need versus how much do you want to play it a little bit looser. And I think this is really a wonderful opportunity. We all tend to go on autopilot. We all tend to just do what we've always done, but because now everything has been turned on its head, it really provides all of us the opportunity to think about and be self-reflective of what really optimizes me feeling happy in my space when I work and what really helps promote me feeling productive.
Give yourself permission to put the things in your work area that make you happy, as opposed to what you think the boss, the company, or even your family thinks should be there.
Amen. And you know what? It may be different for different types of work. I know when I'm doing certain types of very focused work, I have to lock my little fluffy cats out of the room. They're adorable. They want to snuggle. I cannot write when they're in the room. But there are other types of work that I do where absolutely they can be part of the equation and certainly part of the comedic timing of some of my conference calls when they choose to show up. But yeah, you know, play around with it. I think people shouldn't expect perfection right out of the gate in this new paradigm. Come from a place of exploration, come from a place of play, try different things out, and you'll start to figure it out. You'll start to get in the groove and give yourself some grace.
Because
not only yourself, but your teammates and your bosses are going to be figuring it out as well.
Most of the advice, you know, the 5 things to do, the 10 things not to do, most of the advice seems to only apply to people who work for big companies. But the fact is that a majority of Americans work for companies with fewer than 10 employees. And therefore, and they do not have HR departments, thank God, because nothing has destroyed American corporate life more than HR. Nothing is worse. Nothing is more poison. It is the worst thing. Therefore, companies with fewer than 10 employees, they don't have HR. They don't have any extra hands. They don't have anybody around to guide. What advice would you have for an employer who has employees who are working for them in an environment of fewer than 10 people, and they say, gee, right now you got to work at home? What advice would you have for them?
Sure. So first and foremost, you know, what I think is great is there is a lot of wonderful free information out there as far as how to communicate with your staff. One of the better ones for these smaller businesses is the SBA, the Small Business Administration. They actually already have a lot of resources on their website. You can just look guidance for business owners to respond to the coronavirus. And they've got helpful hints. They've got communications. They've even got, if you need a small business loan, because, you know, the economics as far as how long you can keep on staff while certain businesses really, struggle, sales really pull in. There's a lot of resources to figure out what business owners can do in the short term to help their business stay viable and to help their employees stay focused.
All right.
Go ahead.
Kieran, what a beautiful name. Kieran Fournier.
Thank you.
Runs a company called Vibrant Ventures. You are a lot of fun, Kieran. We're going to have you back to torture you. Is there a website or a way to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. My company's website is www.vibrant.com, but it's spelled a little differently. It's Vybrante. We spell it like that, not because we're horrible spellers, but because we believe to unlock individual, team, and organizational vibrancy, you really have to understand your why. And in the end, it's all about your energy.
All right. Thank you very much.
Remote energy.
I will put that website link on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Kieran, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Now, that was fun. I look forward to getting more information from her, and I will put information about her on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. You and I are going to have a powerful and important night because this is radio. That's what we do. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and right now, severe thunderstorms over southwest Texas moving toward Del Rio, and winter storm warnings out west. 1 to 2 feet of snow on the coastal ranges north of San Francisco, 1 to 3 feet of snow in the Cascades and Northern Sierras above 3,000 feet. So watch your weather tomorrow. Even if you're teleworking, there are still essential errands for the day, so check your forecast. Most of the east will be dry, 30s in Boston down to 80s in Florida, and some showers over Atlanta at WSB. Heavier rains, central plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley, with cooler 40s and some snow in Minnesota. Those southwest Texas storms make it all the way to the Texas coast. And the next Pacific system is going to be a bigger problem. For tomorrow, not much of an issue, just those mountain snows, lower elevation rains, all the way down to L.A. It's what this starts to build for later in the week. But tomorrow, you know the drill. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got any questions, email me anytime, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
significant week on the Curse of Oak Island. Large loader, the size that could lift up the Empire State Building and move it over, was brought onto Oak Island. And Billy Gerhard went to work. Significant find, significant rocks, a tree stump with an iron spike in the swamp. Little helpful hint, everybody. Guess what doesn't grow in swamps? Trees. So it shows that at one time, this was either a beachfront or hard land. Why is it a swamp? Why is there an eye to the swamp? It's because it was made that way to hide the treasure, including the Holy Grail. Significant metal finds. Alex Legina with Craig Tester and one of the other guys went to go see a professor at a university in Nova Scotia. And all of them wore lab coats. Lab coats. Marty Legina, Rick Legina, astounded by finding a flood tunnel. This is perhaps the most substantial episode of the Curse of Oak Island since the finding of the lead cross. Holy Grail soon to be found. For your Curse of Oak Island update, I'm Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
A Bankstown mother and daughter have been charged after a fight over toilet paper in Woolworths. The vision of the shoppers arguing with another woman went viral as supermarkets imposed new purchase limits to curb coronavirus hysteria.
The fight over toilet paper that went viral around the world.
I just want one pack.
No, not one pack.
Now the 60-year-old mother and her 23-year-old daughter, who were wheeling a trolley full of rolls at Woolworths Chullora, have been charged with a fray and are due in court next month.
I cannot understand the logic. We have a big factory in Penrith that produces toilet paper.
Investigators spoke to the other woman, a 49-year-old, who'd allegedly been assaulted, but she wasn't injured. The incident, one of several at Australian supermarkets, as desperation for toilet paper reaches irrational levels.
Everybody, please stay calm and be rational. We have everything we need.
Well, there you have it. They must have everything they need. I think it's a conspiracy. Because you see, what is everybody saying? Well, you know, when the warm weather comes, the coronavirus will go away just like the other flu. Okay, well, guess what? It's summer in Australia, and they have an epidemic. They have people who are sick and are dying from the coronavirus, and they're fighting for toilet paper in Walmart in Australia, otherwise known as Woolworth in Australia. But they're fighting over it in Australia. You know, the Australians, civilized people, right? They're fighting over it. I'm like, but everybody says, gee, as soon as the warm weather comes and it's moist and sunny, there'll be no problem. Well, it's moist and warm and 80 degrees right now in Australia.
A Bankstown mother and daughter have been charged after a fight over toilet paper in Woolworths. The vision of the shoppers arguing with another woman went viral as supermarkets impose new purchase limits to curb coronavirus hysteria.
The fight over toilet paper that went viral around the world.
I just want one pack.
No, not one pack.
Now the 60-year-old mother and her 23-year-old daughter, who were wheeling a trolley full of rolls at Woolworths Chullora, have been charged with a fray and are due in court next month.
I cannot understand the logic. We have a big factory in Penrith that produces toilet paper.
Investigators spoke to the other woman, a 49-year-old, who'd allegedly been assaulted, but she wasn't injured. The incident, one of several at Australian supermarkets, as desperation for toilet paper reaches irrational levels.
Everybody, please stay calm and be rational. We have everything we need.
Pretty much a bad idea. So the mayor of New York is saying this is a bad idea. They're going to close all of the schools in New York City. And partly is because the teachers union is saying, if you don't shut the schools, we're not coming to work on Wednesday. And I'm like, wait a minute. There are more people with meningitis in Manhattan than have the coronavirus flu. More people have meningitis in Manhattan than have the coronavirus. 200 people have meningitis. This doesn't make a lot of sense. Does it make a lot of sense to you? I have found in my old age that when things don't make sense, it's because they don't. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. We are live on Sunday night, and I look forward to talking to you. Everybody who I talk to tonight gets a chance to win a mystery voice prize. Here's the mystery voice.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
All right, if you can guess that, you win a prize announcement from Sterling on Sunday.
ForHims.com is a website that has great products for guys. An amazing array of products, including hair products. I use their eye lotion. They've got this eye cream I put on my under my eyes. It removes the wrinkles. I look gorgeous. And they make tea for men. Who knew there were special formulas of tea for men? It's a lot of fun to go to ForHims.com. The reason most people go to ForHims.com is finally, boner medicine is reasonably priced. It's a generic medicine now. And that means ForHims.com can offer it to you at a reasonable price, put it in a beautiful package, and send it to whatever address you want. And then, boing, you can surprise your significant other with a boner on demand. Boing! What could be better than a significant boner with your significant other? ForHims.com/Walter, where you can get a significant discount. I'm not allowed to say how much it is. ForHims.com/Walter. Go there. You'll find out what the discount is. I'm not allowed to say it on the air because it's just too much. ForHims.com/Walter. ForHims.com/Walter. They will put you in touch with a real doctor who will determine whether or not the medication is right for you. He will give you a real prescription. And you will get the medicine. Why do you need medicine? Because not getting a boner is a medical condition. Go to ForHims.com/Walter.
See website for full details and safety information.
Please do not wait. Go to ForHims.com/Walter. Enjoy ForHims. It's a website made for guys. Products made for guys that'll make you feel good about being a guy. ForHims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I have to tell you about this amazing product. It's called Blink Home Security, B-L-I-N-K. It's an Amazon company. This is a good, solid company. Blink Home Security is a company that makes cameras that you can put anywhere in your house without wires. They're nice little, you won't even see them once you put them up. Put them wherever you want. What do they connect to? They connect to the internet. No wires, no wires. These are Wi-Fi cameras. When something happens, these are motion-activated cameras. You will see on your app on your phone what that camera sees instantly. These systems start at $79.99. Did I say that? $79.99. That's blinkprotect.com. Promo code Walter, Blink, B-L-I-N-K, protect.com, promo code Walter. Finally, a security system that you don't need any help installing, works on your app on an iPhone, no central office, $79.99. Can you do better? No. Blink, protect.com, promo code Walter. Blink, protect.com, promo code Walter. Keep your family safe.
If you need toilet paper and hand sanitizer, Asbestos Falls has plenty. But if you need stuff like prune juice and bran flakes, well, that's a bit of a problem. I'll tell you more coming up on Asbestos Falls, heard only on Sterling on Sunday.
A Bankstown mother and daughter have been charged after a fight over toilet paper in Woolworths. The vision of the shoppers arguing with another woman went viral as supermarkets impose new purchase limits to curb coronavirus hysteria.
The fight over toilet paper that went viral around the world.
I just want one pack.
No, not one pack.
Now the 60-year-old mother and her 23-year-old daughter, who were wheeling a trolley full of rolls at Woolworths Chullora, have been charged with affray and are due in court next month.
I cannot understand the logic. We have a big factory in Penrith that produces toilet paper.
Investigators spoke to the other woman, a 49-year-old, who'd allegedly been assaulted, but she wasn't injured. The incident, one of several at Australian supermarkets, as desperation for toilet paper reaches irrational levels.
Everybody please stay calm and be rational. We have everything we need.
Yes, you do have everything you need. You're Australian. Luckiest country in the world. Australia is a perfect country. Right now, it's 80 degrees in Australia. Beautiful, sunshine. Women always living in swimsuits. Do you know that that's a law in Australia, that the women have to live in swimsuits? It's a law. Right now, the coronavirus is in Australia. It's supposed to go away in hot weather and warm weather. That's one of the theories. Well, gee, when the spring comes and the summer comes, it'll all go away. Really? Because in Australia, it's right there. I don't think that's the case. I have a cold. I'm Walter Sterling. You and I are in the car. We're in the 18-wheeler. I'm about 14 inches from your face, yet, due to the magic of radio, you're not going to get any germs. That's the great thing about radio. I get to be alone in a room and appear to be social, talking to hundreds of millions of people. Hundreds of millions of people listening right now to the fastest growing show in radio. That's what I'm doing, yet I'm alone in my laundry room. Now, if you were to do a network show from your laundry room, who would the sponsor be? It would be a detergent or a softener or, ready, a bleach. And yet, I have none of those things. Because I come out of the programming content side of things, I come up with these logical ideas. Why don't we get a detergent to sponsor my show from the laundry room? Wouldn't that make sense? Answer, magic eight ball. Answer, vague. Anyway, I'm live on Sunday night with you at the height of the coronavirus scare. I believe that this is way overwrought. A majority of people, if they get it, will recover just fine. Many of them are barely symptomatic. 1.5% approximately of the people who get the virus will sadly pass away. 0.2% of people who get the regular flu sadly pass away. These are people overwhelmingly in the high-risk group of citizens over 60 with other underlying risk factors. They're sick. They're otherwise ill. And I'm sorry, and I hope nobody gets it, and I hope nobody dies, but it seems like a big overreaction to shut down the New York City public schools, which are filled with very healthy children, and to shut down the state of Ohio public schools for 3 weeks. And the result is that my 17-year-old is in a panic. She suffered a panic attack tonight, something I did not anticipate, because she looks at the world through the prism of a senior year. And a senior year means three things: graduation, prom, romance, and in her case, she's a competitive dancer. All of that's been delayed or canceled or nobody's sure. And that uncertainty is very upsetting to her and confusing to us parents as to what to say. It's a tough time. Last week, in addition to all of this, I was on a murder jury. Did you hear what I said? Oh my gosh, I was on a murder jury. A murder jury. Like you, I've spent most of my adult life avoiding jury duty. Now, what do you have to do to get on jury duty? How do you get called up to jury duty? You have registered to vote. Congratulations, you've registered to vote, you've registered to do the right thing. Your reward is you are summoned to jury duty for 2 weeks. There are most employers are very good about this. Oh, you're on jury duty? Okay, we understand, and they pay people anyway, and they make accommodations. Not every employer. One of the beauties of being self-employed was that it's no big deal to me. I have avoided jury duty. That is, once I go there, I always answer the jury call. I go to the jury pool. And then, you know, you can say things so they don't want you on a jury. And I'm sorry I'm sniffling, but
I don't have the coronavirus. I just have a cold. And you're safe anyway. You're in the cab of your 18-wheeler. Keith Mortensen, have you recovered from that surgery yet, Keith? And there's Billy Datz. Billy Datz, who is a great listener and friend and has an insanely beautiful wife and children who are much smarter than he is. He sent me a photo of what he's been forced to resort to for a diet, which is alcohol and ramen noodles. I did jury duty, and I get called into the courtroom. I'm there with other people. We're sitting in the jury box, and now we're being interviewed. What do they call it? Some French word. Now we're being interviewed for jury duty. And they go to each of us, and they ask odd questions. They say, have you ever been on a jury? Okay, that's not an odd question. Then they say, if you could have lunch with any two people, who would you like to have lunch with? Like, what? I said Nikola Tesla, because I'm on late at night, and the guy who designed the pyramids. That's what I want to know. I want to have lunch with Nikola Tesla and the guy who designed the pyramids. Other people said, I'm my mommy. And then he asked, who are you closer to, your mother or your father? And I said, my mother. Why are you closer to your mother? Because she's a piece of work. That's what I said. Do you think you could be fair on this jury? Do you think you could be reasonable? Yeah, of course I could be reasonable. Could you be a good listener? Yeah, I'm paid to listen. Could you do any one of these things? Okay, yeah. And, believe it or not, all 14 members of the jury, the 12 members plus the two alternates, we were all allowed to be on the jury by both sides, by both the defense and the defense and the prosecutor. They liked us all. And now I'm looking around the jury box and I'm like, well, who the heck am I stuck here with? And as in every situation, there was one attractive woman. Sadly, there were too many attractive guys. But it was a good cross-section of America in that there happened to be two African-Americans. There was the know-it-all. This guy had to weigh 300 pounds. He only wore T-shirts, and he knew everything about everything. He seemed to be an expert, especially about combustion engines. Knew everything about combustion engines. Then there were several people with tattoo sleeves on their arms. They scared me, and I kept my distance from them. There were nurses. There were two nurses. That made me feel good because I have total respect for anybody who's a nurse. Deep and profound respect. In fact, one of them, even better for me, was a psychiatric nurse. What could be better than a psychiatric nurse? And then there was this weird thing, and I was surprised they got on the jury. There seemed to be two people who knew the judge. Oh, yeah, I recognize you, Susie. Good to see you. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I figured the prosecution or the defense would throw them off. Nobody was thrown off. That was very surprising. We're sitting there, we're looking at each other, and now we go take a break. And we go to the worst cafeteria I have ever been to since middle school. This was terrible food. And I'm like surrounded by court workers, probation officers, correction officers. They're all in line to get grilled cheese. They're all getting grilled cheese. I'm like, God, it was horrible food. But the distance from the courthouse to a place to get good food was not terrific. It was a risk to leave to go get lunch. It was very risky. And there was a bailiff who was looking at us a certain way, like, don't try anything. All right, so I'm accepted on the jury. I'm interested in jury duty. And then, before we leave, the judge informs us what the trial is about. And oh my gosh, he said, this is a murder trial. Like, what? This is a murder trial. Really? A murder trial? And you have to decide whether or not you're going to be comfortable seeing an autopsy. I'm thinking about lunch. You're going to have to decide whether or not you're comfortable seeing an autopsy, a video of an autopsy. Well, that was the least of it. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was about to hear about this trial. And it went on for 10 days. And I will share with you the details of this trial because it was better than NCIS. I'm Walter Sterling. My number is 888-688-WALT. I think this whole coronavirus is a conspiracy. I'm just trying to narrow down what the conspiracy is. 888-688-WALT, live on a Sunday night. Yeah, me, Walter Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. The atmosphere is starting to get charged up for a spring outbreak of strong to severe thunderstorms. It should start on Tuesday and march across the country by the week's end. Some people still need to make travel plans this week, and the first round of major storms will be in southwest Texas, staying far west of DFW, not a big transportation area. But by Wednesday, that energy slides to Oklahoma, into Tennessee and the Ohio Valleys. Still too early to get a solid handle from the Storm Prediction Center. From there, though, the model suggests a broad area of rain and embedded thunderstorms Thursday, catching up with some cold air in New England and being pushed by new Arctic cold, generating snow from Minnesota back across Nebraska and along the Front Range into Salt Lake City. Friday, that front should weaken, pushing through the Appalachians. Man, a crazy week of weather coming up. Make sure you have a trusted source for weather information, and you can always use the local National Weather Service website online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I'm telling you about my jury duty where I was actually on a murder trial, and I will share details of that with you in just seconds. It was better than NCIS. Oh, my gosh. But first, here's Frank in Valley Springs, California, at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how are you this evening, sir? I've spoken to you once before when you were covering for Mr. Walsh while he was out.
For who?
Pat Walsh. I believe it was
God, I love Pat Walsh. Yes, sir. Sorry. On KFBK. Welcome. Thank you. Hi.
Yeah, I love the fact you covered for him for a couple of days, I believe. And
he's great. I am humbled before him.
You are not humbled, sir. You are just as good as he is. You just have a different way of presenting things.
Wow.
You sound much more like the school teacher I used to have who actually made sense.
How may I be of service to you tonight, sir?
Although I'm probably as old, if not older than you, it doesn't matter.
Much older.
No, I wanted to say on this coronavirus, mind you, I live on a horse. You could call me the last American saddle tramp. They call me the homeless horseman or the horse guy or whatever up here in the foothills. And all this coronavirus, number one, if you're going to get sick in life, you're going to get sick. You know, it's not... there's stuff goes around and it fades out. I think they're overblowing it.
Either they're overblowing it or it's been here a while. It's much worse than we're being told and they're reacting appropriately because the reaction makes no sense based on what we know.
Okay, I have a theory, just a basic theory. This might not have come out of some lab like a lot of these fake news or whatever say. I do have a theory because it has happened in the past from volcanoes and whatever. But remember last year, the rainforest burning and everything? There's a lot of things have not been discovered in those rainforests yet. And that particulate circled the Earth many, many times before it started settling. And some organisms can survive when they're blown up on an ash cloud. And when they come back down, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for your call. You've upset the monkey. I do my show from my laundry room with a monkey, and you've upset the monkey. Here's some bananas. Be quiet. The monkey is very, very sensitive. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I think there's a lot of conspiracy here. This is a serious overreaction to a virus. 888-688-WALT. Now, I'm telling you this story about the fact that I did jury duty. I did jury duty for 10 days. I got on the jury. Usually they don't put talk show hosts, lawyers, court people on juries, but we were all on the jury. And I looked at the group of people on the jury, and you know what? It was very well balanced. It made a lot of sense. It was a good jury. Now, the first day of trial, we learned that it's a murder trial, a murder. And then we learned that the murder was over a dispute over a dog. And I'm a cat person. It's a dispute over a dog, but it gets more interesting. We convene the next morning. We have to be there on time at 8:30. And then just like TV, just like NCIS, something happened that I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like NCIS. We are loaded into a van. On the first day of jury duty, I'm loaded into a van. And we are taken to the murder scene. That's right, we're taken to the murder scene. And what do we see at the murder scene? We see a used car lot with about six cars in it. We see a gated front to a garage, and we're not allowed to talk. The bailiff's job is to point to the things we're supposed to see, and nothing else. The bailiff points to one security camera, and then another security camera, points to where the guy was shot, to the road sign so we could see where we are. You know where we were? We were in a place you would not walk at noon. A dangerous neighborhood. Or as your mother would say, don't even think of going there at noon. It was a scary place. And I'm looking at a used car lot that had a whopping six-car inventory, couldn't have not have handled anymore, and a bailiff pointing to two different security cameras above the garage door. Way up above the garage door, like 15 feet above. And that's it. Now we have to get back in the van. And again, we're not allowed to speak. Like, whoa. Okay, I'm done now. I don't need to see anymore. I'm terrified. But then it gets better. Listen to this. We get back to the courtroom. The prosecution starts their case. And the first thing we're going to see is the murder. I'm like, what? We're going to see actual video of the murder. We see the used car lot we had just seen. It is 1 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And there should be nobody there, right? It's Christmas Eve. Businesses are closed. Instead, what we see is a car pull up to this used car lot, a guy get out, walk over and start taking pictures of one of the cars, on Christmas Eve. But then, out of another car on the lot, we see a large, lumbering man get out and walk toward the much younger man who's just taking pictures of a car. And as he approaches this much younger man, the younger man turns to him and boom, we see a flash coming out of the guy's pocket, just like on TV. We see a flash coming out of his pocket, and we see the older man fall to the ground. Details in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. You may have heard about CBD products. CBD products are products made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. And what they do is they extract the part of the plant that kills pain. You can put it on your fingers, your lower back, your feet, whatever is bothering you. Now, where you get your CBD products matters. You want to get it from some guy on the street who's selling incense? Bad idea. Or a cart in the mall that's also selling jewelry and ear piercings? Bad idea. You want to get it from a company dedicated
to making CBD products. CBD, CBD, CBD products. And I get mine from CBDistillery.com. 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 Why? Because they don't offer just one little bottle of oil. They offer dozens of products in all different dosages. You can get CBD products in whatever dosage you want, from very little to a tremendous amount, actually. You can get it in oil, sticks, creams, salves, whatever you need, whatever is right for your body, whatever you're comfortable with. I order my CBD products from CB Distillery, and you know what? When I put it on my pain, where's your pain? Are you tired of that pain? When you put on CB Distillery products, the pain for me went away instantly. It might take a minute or two for you, but it works. CBDistillery.com. 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 If you put in promo code Walter, you will get a discount, and they will know I shared this message with you, and my children will go to college. CBDistillery.com.
If you need toilet paper and hand sanitizer, Asbestos Falls has plenty. But if you need stuff like prune juice and bran flakes, well, that's a bit of a problem. I'll tell you more coming up on Asbestos Falls, heard only on Sterling on Sunday.
Reports Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are putting their wedding plans on hold. The site says the couple was set to tie the knot in Japan early this summer, but because of the virus spreading, they've decided to postpone their big day.
We got to keep up to what all the celebrities are doing about the coronavirus. Imagine that. Katy Perry is delaying her wedding because of a virus. I was on jury duty. It was a murder trial. It ended this past Wednesday. We came up with the verdict this past Wednesday. You got to hear this story. They took us, the whole jury. Yeah, I even got on the jury. There's the big news. They took us to the site of the murder, the scene of the crime, in a bad neighborhood at a used car lot. Then they took us back to the jury room, back to the courtroom, and they showed us not witnesses, people testifying. No. They showed us a video of the murder taken from those security cameras above the garage door of the used car dealership. This is pristine, high-definition video. You wouldn't believe what we saw. Well, now we saw a guy in a red car get out. He walks over to a car, starts taking iPhone pictures of it, but then, on the other side of the lot, a large lumbering man gets out of one of the cars on the lot. And he starts walking toward this guy. When this guy, we'll call him Mr. K, sees the large lumbering man, he's nervous. And the lumbering man appears to be saying something nasty. This guy who was shooting pictures of the car with his iPhone turns away from the car, talks to the guy, lifts up his pocket, his hand was in his pocket of his jacket, and shoots the lumbering man. It looked to me like it was once, but we came to learn it was twice, maybe three times. We could see from the video of the actual murder, we could see the flash of the gun through his pocket. We could see the flash of the gun. Then the guy hits the ground, the victim hits the ground. At which point, two or three other people from cars sitting on the car dealer lot on Christmas Eve magically appear and rush over to the poor man who has fallen to the ground. The shooter gets back in his car and drives off. Whoa. I'm sitting in the jury box and I've seen the murder. I've seen the guy who did it, and I've seen the guy who got shot and who ultimately died. What was the case? This should have been an open and shut case, right? The guy shot him, and then he ran off. Didn't hang around, didn't call the police, ran off. It should have been open and shut. Shouldn't have even been to trial, it seems to me. Anyway. Now it gets more amazing. Next, we see video from the police body cams of the police officers who showed up at the scene. First, we see the police officers in their car getting the police radio call and hightailing it toward the location of this used car dealership. This used car dealership was in a terrifying neighborhood. You don't go to this used car dealership. I don't know. I kept asking through the trial. There were six cars on the lot. And I kept asking through the trial, are you sure this is how they made their money? I couldn't imagine how any retail business could stay open with only six cars, two of which didn't seem to be operating. But there they were. Now it's Christmas Eve, and there are people just sitting in their cars on the lot. We see them get out of their cars. We see them rush to the victim. We see histrionics. Oh, my gosh, what has happened? This is terrible. We don't see anybody trying to save the guy until the cop shows up. We don't see anybody trying to cover the wound, to compress the wound. We don't see that. We see one person, one woman, run to the guy, the victim, bend over him for a second, it looked to me, then ran back into her car. Other people from their cars either did or did not get out. But you have to understand, let me repeat, this was a six or seven car lot. It was Christmas Eve. It wasn't a busy day. And it was 1 p.m. We couldn't even figure out what these people were doing. Meanwhile, the shooter, long gone. Now the cops show up. They're bending over this guy, trying to compress the wound. They had the lamest first aid kit I ever saw. You know what they did? This poor man who was shot, they put blue paper towels like you get at a gas station to wipe your windows. That's what they put on his wounds. I'm like, what is this? It was Curly Moe and Mac. It was unbelievable. The second cop shows up, and finally, the emergency services people show up in their ambulance. And by this time, the victim was dead. We saw him bleed out. We saw him die on the video. We're all looking at each other. Did we just see a guy die? We see a guy die. We saw the shooter. We saw the gun flash. We saw the strange people popping out of their cars on the lot on Christmas Eve. Oh, did I mention the shop was closed? The used car dealership was closed. Why these people were sitting in their cars, a mystery to us all. And none of them really helped the victim. None of them seemed to really help out the victim. It was very strange. And the prosecution continued to present their case. The next step in the case, after this poor guy dies, is now we're supposed to see the autopsy. Like, what? We're going to see the video of the autopsy, the actual autopsy. That's what we're going to see. Now, we are taken to the morgue. The video shows us the morgue, not physically. We see a video of the morgue, okay? What's the first shot of the morgue? Do we see a long shot of the morgue? Slabs? Instruments? No. The first thing we're shown in open court is the dead man naked on a slab. And we see the book. No, naked on his back, naked. That was the first thing we saw. They didn't work up to it. They didn't show, you know, a foot and a hand. No. We see his entire body naked. I mean, this was shocking to see. Guy was about 55. He was overweight. And he has a bullet wound or two that's still messy. And now we're going to be taken through the autopsy. And that's when it started to make me scratch my head. I'm like, why are we being taken through an autopsy of a man who we know is dead, we know was murdered, we know who murdered him, we know how he was murdered? That's when it got strange. And I started to think, well, what is this trial really about? We know that he died. We know who shot him because we saw it. We know how he died because we saw it. we saw the police response, and we're like, what is this trial about? And how should we decide? Because we were a long way from that. This was day two, and it was pretty clear to us we had many days to go. And I will share all of that with you coming up in just seconds. You and I can talk about the coronavirus conspiracy at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And I will share the rest of this amazing trial that I hadn't expected to see. I thought it was going to be like on some, you know, shoplifting charge. Instead, I'm on a murder trial. I'm in a jury for a murder trial, and I have been shown forensic evidence. We saw the man shot and killed. We saw the shooter run off. And then what the shooter did on the run, while he was on the run, is not to be missed. You can't miss this, because if I tell you it, you won't believe it. Like, this is when it gets into real TV. What this guy did when he was on the run from the shooting, then we enter TV land. I'm Walter Sterling. We have Asbestos Falls coming up. John Weatherby's Complete Weather for your week. It's a very big show. It's like a giant network radio show. And let's talk about your feelings about the coronavirus, which I say is a conspiracy. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and right now, severe thunderstorms over southwest Texas moving toward Del Rio, and winter storm warnings out west. 1 to 2 feet of snow on the coastal ranges north of San Francisco, 1 to 3 feet of snow in the Cascades and Northern Sierras above 3,000 feet. So watch your weather tomorrow. Even if you're teleworking, there are still essential errands for the day, so check your forecast. Most of the east will be dry, 30s in Boston down to 80s in Florida, and some showers over Atlanta at WSB. Heavier rains, central plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley, with cooler 40s and some snow in Minnesota. Those southwest Texas storms make it all the way to the Texas coast. And the next Pacific system is going to be a bigger problem. For tomorrow, not much of an issue, just those mountain snows, lower elevation rains, all the way down to L.A. It's what this starts to build for later in the week. But tomorrow, you know the drill. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got any questions, email me anytime, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Any similarity to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Crisis tonight in Asbestos Falls. There has been a citywide run on breakfast foods for no apparent reason. Bran flakes, prune juice, and store-bought toast are all absent from shelves at Pipworth Grocery. As we know, it is illegal to make toast at home. No one knows what caused the sudden interest in an obscure, often skipped meal, but fingers are already pointing at the Creosote County Better Breakfast Bureau. In a press release, Association President Howard Sunnyside said he had no part in this dry goods mayhem, but is pleased to see a sudden interest in the most important meal of the day. Pipworth grocery manager Todd Crum says he's never seen anything like it. He's tried to persuade customers into buying pasta or beans and rice instead of sausages for breakfast, but they simply scream and demand he order more. Crum says mysterious supply chain issues are making it hard to get shipments in a timely manner. All this coming after the city commission failed to return from their annual pre-tax season booze cruise. We'll keep you updated as the story develops. Here at KEXD, we are absent our usual teletype news service as we are broadcasting from emergency headquarters for some reason. If you do need to get a hold of us, simply release a green banded homing parakeet, and it will hopefully find its way to us if it doesn't get eaten by a cat. And at this time, we've entered a timeshare agreement with the mysterious underground city underneath Asbestos Falls. So stay tuned for this week's thrilling episode entitled The Truth About Rickets and Crickets. That's Asbestos Falls Radio for this evening. I'm James Kearney reporting. Asbestos Falls is produced by James Copeland in a 1975 Winnebago Indian motorhome. Questions, comments, or community calendar items can be sent to heartlandheadlines@gmail.com.
Tommy in St. Joseph, Missouri, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Tommy.
How are you tonight?
Tommy, I'm very excited to be speaking to you, as you can imagine.
That's good, I guess. Oh, I had a comment on the coronavirus.
Yes.
Well, see, my back in, started in October. My wife got really sick. Started off with a strep throat. And a few weeks after that, one of my boys came home and had the flu, had the influenza A.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy.
Uh-huh.
Talk yes. right into the phone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, don't use the speaker. Just speak right into the phone.
I'm driving. Sorry.
Go ahead.
So anyways, my son came home, had influenza, and, of course, my wife ended up catching that. And we get into about middle of November. And in the meantime, my wife, after the influenza, she didn't seem to be getting much better. He got the cold back. Where she couldn't hardly breathe and was having, like cold-like symptoms. So I take her to the doctor. They give her some Z-Pak, prescription medication. That didn't seem to work. Well, within about a seven-day period, she got to where she was so pale. I mean, she was just white, kept running real high fevers. Took her back to the doctor. They sent us to the emergency room. Well, lo and behold, they end up giving her 4 units of blood, a lot of about 83 blood tests. They did CAT scans on her. They did body x-rays. They did you name it. They had tested her. They did even a bone biopsy, which tested her for leukemia. All this said and done, the doctors still have no idea what happened. The only thing they can tell us is they think a virus got in between when she had the strep throat and the flu and got in her system and took her way down.
How is she
and
now?
Then,
how is she now?
She's doing way better now, way better. She's doing really good. We still see it, seeing the doctor. They're doing follow-up visits. Her blood count was all the way down to a 3.9.
Now, tell me again, when did this start, Tommy?
This started with her in the last part of October. She was in the hospital.
Yeah.
She got out of the hospital about 5 days before Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you for your call, Tommy. You see, I believe that the reason this reaction is so big to the coronavirus is that it's been here a while. It wasn't identified correctly when it started. There's a lot of catch-up and overreaction. Stephen from KXNT, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Mr. Walsh.
Mr. Stephen.
You got me hooked on that story. I'm a retired real estate attorney from California. Criminal law was never my area of expertise, but you got me hooked on that. But now I got to say something about that last caller, because I've been doing a lot of research into this existing problem with this virus.
Yes.
And I've got intelligence that passed over my desk. I guess it was here. My earliest report was like November, but it could be a couple weeks earlier for that gentleman. I don't know if you know it, Walt, but it looks like on reasonable, reliable authority, it came out of a University of North Carolina research lab. It was sold to China by the previous administration, and a lot of the deaths that came from that area of the world, I have reports that there were vans that came around and sprayed people with some type of substance, and then came around and picked them up and identified them as virus attack victims. So that dramatically beefed up the kill rate. I'm right in with you. I don't think this is going to be any problem, Bob, folks, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm going to join your club, Walt. And I tell you, you're a master at this. And I tell you, folks, we have nothing to fear, but as far as I'm concerned at this point, but fear itself.
Thank you for the call, Stephen. Thank you for the call, Stephen. 888-688-WALT. Stephen listening on KXNT in Las Vegas, run by Dan Carney. The brilliant Dan Carney runs KXNT. Therefore, everything is just fine. Wilbur in Placerville, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. I will tell you the rest of the story with that trial in just seconds. Hi, Wilbur.
Good evening, Walter. I think that this was developed by North Korea, and that this is Kim Jong-un's Christmas present to Trump and the rest of the world. I think he's upset with China for not backing him, and the sanctions that we have against North Korea are hurting them a lot.
No. Thank you for the call, Wilbur. You've upset the monkey. Listen, Kim Jong-un cannot build a hotel. He can't finish construction of a hotel. I don't think he can develop a complex biological weapon. But China could. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. Now, I was on a jury trial, a murder trial. Here's what we know up till now. The first day of the murder trial, we were taken to the murder scene, the scene of the crime. Then, and this is where it gets bizarre, the jury was actually shown security video of the murder. Now, when you think of security video, you think of grainy, out of sync, bad video. This was pristine, high-definition video that we are shown of the scene of the crime. What was at the scene? It was a six-car parking lot that was a used car dealership in the worst neighborhood you could imagine. We see a guy pull up to this dealership on Christmas Eve when it's closed, get out of his car, take pictures of a car. As he's taking pictures of a car, a large lumbering man gets out of another car just sitting on the lot on Christmas Eve when it's closed, approaches the other guy, and the other guy shoots him. Now, on the security video, we see the flash of the gun. We see the shot coming through the shooter's coat pocket, and we see the victim fall to the ground. Then we see the body cam from the cops pull up and try to resuscitate the victim, but not very effectively, and the man dies waiting for the ambulance. We're like, whoa! Meanwhile, the shooter has run off. What that shooter did when he ran off, after he ran off, is epic, and I'll share it with you in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. You and I work the late shift. You and I are working late at night. That means that our family has special challenges feeling safe, and you and I have special challenges making sure that they are safe. It's more than just lock the door. You want to know what's going on outside of your apartment or your home or your car. You want to know what's going on. And you can, thanks to Blink, B-L-I-N-K, BlinkProtect.com is the website name. BlinkProtect.com. What is it? It's a home security system that's brand new, using the latest technology. It's cameras. When you buy a Blink system, you get cameras, and you can put them wherever you want. And then they connect over the internet without wires to an app on your phone. That's right. All you have to do to know what's going on at home, visually, through video, is look at an app on your phone. Because these cameras connect to the internet automatically. And they go directly to your app securely. And you get to see what's going on at your front door, back door, at the garbage cans in the back. What is that, a raccoon? Oh my God! Or even if you want to have them focused on your driveway so you can make sure no one's breaking into your car. When your kid calls you at 2 a.m. and says, I hear a noise, now you can look at the app on your phone and you can see what that noise is. Or you can tell the kid, there's no problem, don't worry, go back to bed. instead of having to run home to say, there's no problem, go back to bed. You just look at the app on your phone. BlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter. BlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter. You can get it at many fine retailers. It is an Amazon company. And you ready? It works with Alexa. It's an amazing product. Oh, $79.99. That's what it starts at. $79.99. BlinkProtect.com. Promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
See website for full details and safety information. Which website? ForHymns.com. ForHymns.com/Walter. ForHymns.com/Walter. Why should you bother to go there? I'll tell you why. Because finally, they made boner medicine in a generic form at a reasonable price. You can get a boner on demand at a reasonable price. Go to forhims.com/Walter. They will put you in touch with a real doctor who will determine whether or not the medication is right for you. He will give you a real prescription and you will get the medicine. Why do you need medicine? Because not getting a boner is a medical condition. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Cure it with a medical solution. forhims.com/Walter. All right, 21 past the hour, 21 past the hour on the fastest growing show in network radio, Sterling on Sunday. S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, Sterling on Sunday. This is the time for the Sterling Snap. I would love to see a picture of what you are looking at right now. Take out that expensive iPhone, that overpriced iPhone, and take a picture of it, whatever it is, and then email it to me. Then during the week, I will post it on my Facebook page, which is Walter M. Sterling, Walter M. Sterling. And then you and I get to have this communal experience where we get to share the moment of what I'm looking at and what you're looking at. And I love these photos. These photos make me so happy, I can't begin to tell you. Especially those from Billy Datz and Karen and Mr. Sneakers. It's a remarkable group of clowns out there. Midnight Misfits. None of you fit in. That's why we're listening. That's why you and I talk to each other, because finally we have each other. Up until now, you had to be very official and scream at the Democrats, but no one really cares about that. You have your own thoughts about the Democrats and the Republicans, and my thought is sometimes they're all right, sometimes they're all wrong, but they're all crooks. 888-688-WALT. I was on a jury trial. It ended on Wednesday. This is brand new. I was on it for 10 days. The first thing we saw was we were put in a van and we went out to see the scene of the murder. Now we're at the part of the story where the victim has been shot. We saw the video of the victim being shot. There was high-definition security cameras on the scene of the crime. It was 1 p.m., bad neighborhood, pristine video. We're looking at this like, oh my gosh, but then it gets more amazing. We see the police officers arrive from their body cams. So we have the angle of the body cams, and we have the angles of the security cameras. This is better than anything on NCIS. So far, no testimony, no witnesses, no need. We see the video. We see the man being killed. We see the shooter run away. We see nobody really helping the victim. EMS arrives. The man's already dead. He was 55. Now we're in the autopsy room. The first shot is of this guy lying naked on a slab about to have an autopsy performed. We're going to see video of the autopsy. We see this guy, they see him, we see him take the bullets are being taken out. His leg is being cut up. The muscles are being opened. And inside this man are what they call souvenir bullets. Bullets from previous shootings. Maybe a year ago, 10 years ago, but he's carrying around bullets. He's walking around with bullets. And we see him naked with head to shoulder, head to waist, hideous tattoos, terrifying tattoos. A man had spent most of his life in prison.
But we still don't really know why he was shot. The defendant who ran off, the shooter who ran off in his car, one of those cars with a permanent spare tire on it and no hubcap, all right, he runs off, and he's gone now like a month, 2 months after the shooting. He hasn't been arrested. Nobody's caught him yet. Nobody's trying real hard. But here's the best part. This genius records a rap record about the shooting. That's right. He recorded a rap record telling the story of the shooting. Sends it back to one of the witnesses. It turns out that all the people who were sitting in their cars that day, all of the witnesses, pretty much all related. Why they were sitting in their cars on the used lot was yet to be determined, because remember, the dealership was closed. It was Christmas Eve. We don't know why they're all sitting in their cars. He releases a rap record with his story. Finally, after 6 months, he's apprehended. And I'm sorry, I'm sniffling. I don't have the coronavirus. I have a cold. Finally, he's apprehended. He's brought in. He happened to be an African-American. He shows up with a driver's license that says Dave Armstrong and a photo of a Caucasian on his ID. He sent in a rap record of his story. This is not the brightest guy. But what he says is, yes, I did shoot him. And it was self-defense. Now, we have the video. We can determine if it was self-defense by looking at the video. Or can we? Because, you see, the prosecution has spent 2 days proving something other than that it was self-defense. Or that it wasn't self-defense. Instead, they spent 2 days proving the guy was dead. We knew he was dead! And they spent 2 days proving that this guy did it. We knew he did it! He admitted it! He said, yes, I shot him! We saw him die! We saw a video of this man dying! And yet, the prosecution wasted 2 days showing us the detective interview with the shooter. And the detective saying, did you shoot him? Yes, I shot him. Why'd you shoot him? In self-defense. At which point, the prosecution's job was to prove it was not self-defense. That he went there to shoot this man on purpose. It was premeditated, cold-blooded. He went there to shoot him. That was the prosecution's job. Because the minute a defendant says, I did it in self-defense, the prosecution has to prove he didn't do it in self-defense. Now we're sitting there, and we're going through 2 days of prosecution proving to us that the guy died, that he was murdered, and this guy did it. Well, that was taken care of in the detective interview. We knew that's what happened, but he spent 2 days on this, and I'm still not sure why. We went through the toxicology reports of the victim. We went through, this is his shoe. We saw photos of his shoe. We saw a photo. We're like, wait a minute. Where are the shell casings? Do you have those? Did the man who got shot have a gun on him? All right, well, now, in the detective interview, the shooter says, didn't he have a gun on him? And the detective said, he did not have a gun on him. And the shooter goes, BS. There's no way. That guy always had a gun. He always carried a gun. I'm sure he had a gun. But they couldn't find a gun. There was none on him. There was no gun in the area. Did you look in the guy's trunk? No. Did you look in the shop? No. Did the people who came over to try to help him, did any of them, could they, since they all knew him, could they have possibly taken the gun away from him? Oh, he didn't check. What do you mean he didn't check? Well, it got more and more bizarre, and I will share those details with you coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, the fastest-growing show in network radio.
Sterling on Sunday, top-rated among the obese.
Sterling on Sunday weather. The atmosphere is starting to get charged up for a spring outbreak of strong to severe thunderstorms. It should start on Tuesday and march across the country by the week's end. Some people still need to make travel plans this week, and the first round of major storms will be in southwest Texas, staying far west of DFW, not a big transportation area. But by Wednesday, that energy slides to Oklahoma, into Tennessee and the Ohio Valleys. Still too early to get a solid handle from the Storm Prediction Center. From there, though, the model suggests a broad area of rain and embedded thunderstorms Thursday, catching up with some cold air in New England and being pushed by new Arctic cold, generating snow from Minnesota back across Nebraska and along the Front Range into Salt Lake City. Friday, that front should weaken, pushing through the Appalachians. Man, a crazy week of weather coming up. Make sure you have a trusted source for weather information, and you can always use the local National Weather Service website online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour on Sterling on Sunday.
Kendall Jenner is being called out for an Instagram story she posted by model influencer Italian vlogger Chiara Ferragni. Kendall's Instagram story shared information about coronavirus symptoms and also stated that just 4% of the cases are considered critical, while several are also considered mild. Kiara saw this post and tried to give more information, asking celebrities like Kendall to not downplay the symptoms and the crisis.
But I'm going to get my coronavirus information from Cardi B.
Government, let me tell you something. I don't know what the this coronavirus is about. I don't understand how that was from Wuhan, China. Now all of a sudden this is a sword. And let me tell you something. I ain't even going front.
I'm just letting the CDC know. They should link up with Cardi B. Mm-hmm. They should pay her to be the spokesperson for the Center of Disease Control and put out these PSAs. People would A, listen.
Yeah.
B, they would share it. And C, we wouldn't have false information out. Yes, you'd probably have to subtitle her and define some of the terms. But this is how you get real information out if you really wanted to.
Well, that should settle it. Now, let me give you some updates here. After the president and the Fed correctly lowered the prime rate to like zero, the markets should have gone up. Unfortunately, this was left in the hands of people who buy and sell stock and people with MBAs. People with MBAs are right up there on the food chain, in my eyes, with people who work in HR. I don't like people who work in HR, and I don't trust most venture capitalists. The few I do trust, I trust a lot, but they are few and far between. The Dow Industrial Futures have dropped 1,041 points since this afternoon. The NASDAQ has dropped 359 points since this afternoon. In New York City, a city dependent on their restaurants and bars, because no one who lives in New York knows how to cook. They only know how to order it out. They have now limiting restaurants to bars and takeout and delivery. Nightclubs, movie theaters, and small theater houses, as well as concert venues, have been ordered to close by Mayor Bill de Blasio. And he's going to close the New York City public school system, which is the largest in America. Hospitals are canceling surgeries. Small businesses are slammed. In my opinion, this is based on a conspiracy and myth, and I believe that because it makes no sense. It makes no sense. 200 people in New York City have meningitis. That's more than people who have the coronavirus. It makes no sense. Ohio is shutting their public schools for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Have there been 50 cases in Ohio? No. So it doesn't make sense. I believe here's what the deal is. In my opinion, this virus showed up quite a while ago. It was misdiagnosed and misunderstood. And when the scientific community realized what it was, there was a panic reaction in the government. That's what I think. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And who's annoyed at us right now? China is. And what's China saying? Hey, this is your fault. It didn't start here. This is your fault. It didn't start with bats eating the food chain. biting a patient. It's from the United States. That's what China's saying, or something. We don't know. You and I don't know. But it doesn't make sense. 888-688-WALT. You and I can talk about it. It's not a bad thing to vent about. 888-688-9258 is my phone number. I'm telling you about this amazing trial I was on. I was on a jury trial this week. A jury trial. I, like you, through most of my life, had talked my way off of jury trials. But somehow or another, I got stuck on this jury, and it was a murder trial, a murder trial. And I'm like, well, it's more interesting than sitting in the jury room. I'll listen to this trial. Well, this was far bigger than anything I could have ever imagined, and it was like being at TV. Because there were no witnesses to this murder. We saw the video. We saw pristine high-definition video of a man being shot. We saw the flash of the gun, a 45 caliber Winchester revolver. We saw the flash of this. We saw the man fall down. We saw people who were sitting in cars on a used car lot on Christmas Eve, just sitting in their cars, witnessing this, one or two of them rushing over to the guy, yelling and screaming, but no one really seeming to help the man. Then the cops show up. We saw body cam video from the cops. We saw them in their car. We saw them rushing to the scene. We heard the sirens, saw fire trucks. It was amazing. It was being at the scene of a crime. Now the shooter took off. We saw him shoot. We saw the man fall down. We saw the man die. He took off, the shooter. And while he was gone for 6 months, he issued a rap video about the event, telling the whole story. Now we have a rap. Now we have a rap song. We have shooter video. We have cop video, body cam video. Took place at 1 in the afternoon, sunlit day, no problem seeing anything. Well, what is it that the prosecution had to prove? We know who did it. We know how he did it. We know what he shot him with. We know when he shot him. We saw him die. We saw his autopsy. We saw his autopsy! So what did the prosecution have to prove? The defendant said it was self-defense. The prosecution had to prove that it wasn't self-defense. That's what they had to prove. Instead, they wasted 2 days proving the man had died. They wasted 2 days proving how he was shot, what kind of bullet, who the shooter was. We know who the shooter was. He confessed. It wasn't an issue. He said, I did it. I did it in self-defense. He did it with the detective, you know, in the Sipowicz room. He confessed to the detectives, 2 detectives. He says, yeah, I did it. It was self-defense. Why was it self-defense? He says, because I've known that guy who I shot all my life. He was a known bully. He was known to carry a gun. And when the detective said, would you be surprised that he was not carrying a gun? The shooter goes, BS. He was carrying a gun. I know he was. He had to be, because that's who he was. But he didn't. Now, at that point, this guy was shot and fell down. At that point, that guy could have easily taken a gun from his pocket and thrown it out of one of the cars he was lying next to. But the detectives didn't look under the whole 6 cars. They didn't look. And there was a woman who raced up to the victim, hovered over him for a few seconds, and could have easily taken a gun from him. But they didn't search her or her car. All right, now the case comes to us after 10 days. And we go into the jury room because there were very few witnesses. We saw the video, and the guy admitted it. The case was this self-defense or not? And if a defendant claims self-defense, prosecution has to prove it wasn't. I'll tell you what the prosecution did. That's coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. We love being on the radio late at night, don't we? And if you have a, I want you to take a photo of what you're looking at, your eyewitness to this radio show, and then send it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com, and I'll post it on our Facebook page during the week. Take a picture of what you're looking at. Email it to me right now, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. This is Sterling on Sunday.
The hemp plant has many benefits for you and me. One of them is they contain ingredients. The hemp plant contains ingredients that lessens pain, pain in our body. Now stop a second, and I want you to relax and think about, are you feeling any pain right now? And then the next question is, when are you going to make it stop? It's time for it to stop. It is time for it to stop, but you have to take action. I urge you to take action. I got so tired of the pain in my thumbs and the pain in my feet, I went online to look for a solution, and I found CBD products. I found them at cbdistillery.com. Now, they were not an advertiser then. Instead, I got the product. It worked. It removed the pain in my thumb. And I put it on like once, and it worked for 2 days. I said to the sales weasels, listen, you must get them to be an advertiser on Sterling on Sunday so I can talk about them every single week until the pain in my listeners is removed from every single listener. Every listener. That is my mission, to remove the pain in every... Wait, you want to keep that pain in your back? You want to keep that pain in your knees? Fine, you go right ahead, but don't listen to me. Every listener should not have any pain. I use CBD products. CBD products are made from the hemp plant. They are legal. They are safe. You don't need a prescription. And for me, they work. You will only know if it works for you if you try it. Or you can sit in your pain. Get rid of it. Go to cbdistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter for a significant discount. Now, CB Distillery doesn't have just one little sad bottle of oil. They have dozens and dozens of products in all forms. Oils, liquids, salves, creams. And I use them on my thumbs and my feet, and the pain went away instantly. CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter for a significant discount. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Walter.
All right, Walter Sterling, Sterling on Sunday. It's a very big show. We're very happy to be with you.
Kendall's Instagram story shared information about coronavirus symptoms and also stated that just 4% of the cases are considered critical, while several are also considered mild. Kiara saw this post and tried to give more information, asking celebrities like Kendall to not downplay the symptoms and the crisis.
The problem here is not the mortality rate. The problem is that if so many people get sick at the same time, then so many of the country health cares could collapse. So it's so important to spread the right messages right away and raise awareness. So people that have such a huge voice like Kendall Jenner, please don't underestimate the problem.
Such a huge voice. It looks like a huge butt to me that Kendall Jenner has. I don't think she has a huge voice. I want to see what you're looking at. Take that iPhone that you overpaid for. Take a picture of it and send it to me. Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And I'll post it this week at Facebook. Now, this week, I was on jury duty. I was on jury duty for 10 days. It was a murder trial. A murder trial. And we actually saw a video of the murder. We saw the autopsy. We saw the detective room confession of the murderer. He said, I did it. I did it in self-defense. Meanwhile, the prosecution wasted days proving that somebody had been killed. They showed his autopsy video. We knew he'd been killed. And who did it? We saw the guy do it. They didn't need to spend any time on that. Instead, they wasted 2 days at this. 2 days. The defendant said that he did it in self-defense. Now, why was he there on Christmas Eve? Why was he at the used car dealership? Well, it turns out he worked there. And somebody had called him on his cell phone and said, I really like the Land Rover in the lot, but I'd like some more pictures of it. Could you send me some more pictures of it? The guy's thinking, oh, I'll sell a car. That'd be great. It's Christmas time. I need the money. He also had just gotten out of jail. Pretty much everybody involved in the story had recently been in jail. He goes to this lot on Christmas Eve and takes a picture. takes a couple pictures of this Land Rover. Now, while he's there at a closed car dealership, couldn't see anybody, out of a blackout window car, gets this large man who he knew. And this large man who he knew was known to be a neighborhood bully, was known to be scary, had been to jail, was used to carry arms, was known to be carrying firearms, and he gets out of the car and starts arguing with him over what he did with a dog. There had been a pit bull at the car dealership, and nobody wanted this dog anymore, so this kid who was the shooter let him go. He let go of the pit bull. He was done with it. For some reason, this man who did not own the pit bull, this guy who gets out of the car, who did not own the pit bull, was all annoyed about the fact that the pit bull had been released. He gets out of his car. He starts walking toward the assailant, and the assailant assumed the guy had a gun, saw that he was angry. He was not there to meet the guy. He was taking photos of this Land Rover and shoots him through his coat once, twice, maybe three times. Then he takes off. Well, if he was shooting in self-defense, why did he take off? Oh, pesky detail. He was on federal probation for firearms. He was not allowed to own a firearm. He was not allowed to hold a firearm. He had a firearm. Why did he have a firearm? Who gave it to him? Very vague. It was all a lot of answer vague. It was all a lot of nonsense. But it didn't look like he premeditated it. He didn't know the guy was going to be there. He had no idea that the guy was going to be there. It looked like this scary guy who he'd known all his life was going to attack him. And he shot in self-defense. At least that's what he said. All right, now it gets to the jury room. And after 10 days, it gets to us. We hadn't been allowed to talk about it. We couldn't talk to our spouses about it. We couldn't talk to each other about it. We couldn't wait to talk about it. We deliberated for 5 hours. We had all the evidence, which included still photos of the video. And God bless her, I pull out one photo from the file. And sure enough, there it shows the assailant taking photos of this car. And while he's taking photos of this car, which he said he was there to take, the scary guy gets out of a blackout window car looking angry as hell and approaches him. And I'm like, that's it. This proves it was self-defense. Showing the video, which was the prosecution's idea, showing the video hurt their case. Now, what was more interesting to me socially is there is an African-American woman on the jury. And we each went around the room to say how we felt or to ask a question or whatever. When it got to her, the African-American woman, she looks at all of us like we're crazy. And she says, I don't believe one prosecution witness. I don't believe one word any of them said. And you've all ignored the fact that those witnesses all knew where the security cameras were. They all knew where they were. And who could we see? We could see the shooter, but we couldn't see the victim because the victim was blocked by the largest black van you have ever seen in your life. And she said that was positioned there on purpose. That was not in a logical spot. It was between the two security cameras. It was put there to block our view. It was put there to make sure we would never see what actually happened. Yeah, we saw the guy's head when it hit the ground, but we never lost sight of the shooter. The shooter was always visible. It was always visible. We could see him, but we couldn't always see the victim. And therefore, we agreed that on murder one, he was not guilty by reason of self-defense. On murder two, he was not guilty by reason of self-defense. On felonious assault, he was not guilty by reason of self-defense. On felonious assault two, he was not guilty. He was not guilty. He was not guilty. because prosecution had failed to prove self-defense. It was quite a week. Pretty amazing. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I can stay in touch at waltermsterling@gmail.com. The greatest gift we can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.